Well, while a lot of golf is shutting down because of the virus, we do have some progress being announced in the golf industry, and pleased to have architect Greg Martin here join us to tell us about some good news that's going to be happening for golfers with the announcement, Greg, that one of the golf courses out here in West Suburban, Illinois, has been approved for some renovation work. Tell us more.
Well, Settlers Hill Golf Course, which is part of the Kane County Forest Preserve, has approved a contract with Wadsworth Golf Construction to begin the renovation improvements at Settlers Hill. It's been a long time coming. We've been working on this for a number of years to try to determine the best renovation strategies. And the bottom line is that we'll be giving the golf course a full refreshing and adding a practice range and a youth links. Additionally, as part of all of this, we're looking at the ways to get returning nines into this and reconfiguring the golf course to make that a little bit more palatable and accessible to a number of different options for area golfers.
Greg, what does this mean in the terms of, people hear renovation and the first thing they think is, well, my course is going to be closed for a year. What can you tell us in terms of what potential shutdown the property is facing?
Well, the golf course will be shut down for a year. Work will start mid-year this year, that will include areas that are not affecting play until the end of the year. And then all of next year will be under construction and opening in 22, brand spanking new. Improvements are going to include renovating the greens, the bunkers, tees. All the fairways will be regrassed along with those tees and the greens, and including new drainage strategies. A couple of new holes will be introduced, as well as a full new irrigation system.
Greg, when you talk about rerouting a little bit, does that mean that there could be some options where after a certain hole, it's back in the vicinity of the clubhouse so that the course going forward could offer some three-hole loops or six-hole loops, things like that?
Well, the new routing will allow some of the walkbacks and some of the circulation issues that exist there now to be rectified. There were some long stretches between holes, and this is not a landfill, so we needed to be quite careful with some of our strategies and some of the issues concerning the what waste management was allowing us to do. And it will get us to a point where we're going to get a returning nines, but there won't be three-hole loops. There will be some options to get back to the clubhouse in an easier fashion now that the clubhouse is going to be more centrally located. That said, some of the improvements are going to certainly make maintenance issues more sustainable, and some of the other drainage aspects and issues that they were confronting are going to be a little bit simpler.
And in regards to, it sounds like you're going to have some changes and improvements to practice areas and things like that?
Brand new practice range with an all-weather tee and a large natural grass tee, target greens and the like, as well as a youth links that it will have at least three, if not four, golf holes included. And we're hoping to have some youth programming as part of that. There's going to be a lot of new amenities that will be included as part of the this renovation strategy.
When you say reopening in 22, is that something that is a possibility for spring, or are you looking at midsummer, more like July or August?
Likely will not be spring, probably late spring, early summer.
Okay. Anything else that you think people should know about the project and how it's going to make Settlers Hill a better overall golf facility going forward?
Well, again, I mean, it's a full regrassing, so you're looking at bent grass, tees, greens, and fairways, new irrigation. So the maintenance of it is going to be far better, and it's going to become quite a listen. It's a phenomenal piece of property, probably the best topography in Kane County. It's in the Tri-Cities. There's a lot of really, really positive things going on there. They have their eyes on improving not only the product, but also the programming. So there's going to be a lot of things in the next couple of years that are going to be making this a positive destination for Kane County golfers.
And the golf course is expected to be open full season here in 2020.
Correct.